SOS Radio Podcast.
Life issues, artist interviews, and faith.
Downloading now.
Having an appropriate amount of respect for the opposite sex is something that needs to be ingrained in our kids, especially in this crazy culture we live in. We're talking with Dave Willis this morning on SOS Radio. Dave's an author and a TV host of Marriage Today. Wrote a brand new book about raising boys who respect girls. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, Dave, I have a 10-year-old daughter, Naomi. I have a 9-year-old son, Gavin. And, oh, my kids are so different. And with kids so close in age, I try to teach them together. But, boys, we train them differently than we train our girls. Huh, Dave?
Yeah. Well, I think every kid is different, even, like, apart from the whole gender difference. Like, we've got 4 sons, and every one of them is, like, a different species from each other. So you got to kind of figure out what works with each individual kid.
I know, it's like you try to teach your boys about respecting women, and it starts at an early age.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It starts at an early age because they're getting so many wrong messages from the world they're living in, from the school bus, from their smartphones, from the media, from all different angles. They're getting really broken messages about what relationships are supposed to look like, what sex is supposed to look like. And we've got, as parents, a sacred responsibility to be the ones to help lead them down the right path as it relates to those things.
We're talking to Dave Willis today at SOS Radio, and he has a new book called Raising Boys Who Respect Girls. And Dave, when we want to start with our young sons about explaining, you know what, there are gender differences, and you know what, there's things that God has wired you up for that are amazing. And we don't want to break our kids' spirit, but sometimes we do have to adjust their will and their motives.
Without a doubt, you're right. It starts young. I don't think it's just like one big awkward conversation we have. I think it's ongoing conversations, and sometimes they can't be planned. You just have to dive in. Like, you know, one time I was at the barbershop with our 7-year-old Connor, and he was looking at this magazine. I hadn't really perused the magazines. I just assumed they were all safe. But my 7-year-old pulls out this magazine, and his eyes are huge, and I realize he's looking at a Maxim, which is a really provocative magazine. And so it became a teaching moment for me to say, like, listen, buddy, God put in you a desire to want to recognize and celebrate a woman's beauty, but to just look and stare at women like they're objects like that, you know, that's not respectful. That hurts God's heart because he made these women to be his daughters. And so trying to not shame the desire, which is healthy and good, but to help direct it. And it led to a really good conversation. But then I didn't teach it well enough, I guess, because 5 minutes later, I look over and he's got the same big eyes. And he's holding up a Field & Stream magazine, and I go over to check out, and my 7-year-old has put Maxim inside a Field & Stream
looking
again. And so he's busted. It was kind of funny, but it was also this sort of wake-up call that there are things all around that are tempting our kids' eyes, you know, to look kind of in the wrong places. And we've got to be vigilant, you know, again, not to shame them for these healthy desires to want to be in relationships someday, but to redirect it so that they're not growing up objectifying other people, disrespecting other people, and having the world's broken mindset as it relates to sex and relationships.
We're talking about training our boys to deal with temptation in a healthy way with author and pastor Dave Willis today at SOS. And Dave, you and your wife have a ministry called Marriage Today. In your new book, one of the key themes you really dig into is not trading temporary pleasure for permanent regret. Why do you see that as something that really needs to be discussed with our sons from an early age?
Well, I think all through history, all through the Bible, you see guys doing that, trading temporary pleasure for permanent regret. You know, going back to like Esau in the Old Testament, trading his whole birthright for a bowl of soup because he let his hunger, he let his appetite get the best of him and lose sight of the future. And as it relates to any kind of sexual temptation, I think that's one area where all of us can be tempted to trade temporary pleasure for permanent regret, to give into that temporary appetite for a momentary pleasure that ultimately is going to hurt ourselves and others down the road and be something that creates baggage. And so while God's grace is huge and God's grace is bigger than our biggest sin, and I'm so thankful for that, I want to protect my sons from as much of that baggage as possible to help them enter into marriage someday without that baggage.
It's interesting, Dave, where I live in Las Vegas, there's all kinds of interesting billboards. There's all kinds of interesting things when you're walking through hotels and you're around the casino world and strategic things that are put out there to tempt us as men. And when we're raising boys,
yeah,
we want to help our kids to think through those things and realize, you know what, we can take hold of our thoughts. We can put those under the authority of Jesus. But what have you learned, Dave, about how we tangibly do that?
I think you got to be really intentional. A lot of what comes in from the book, it's true stories, it's a lot of research, but I also share a lot of my own mistakes. You know, I was one of the many, many kids that got wrapped up in pornography at an early age, and it kind of carried into early adulthood. And I still remember just how helpless I felt when I was wrapped up in it and what it really did to sabotage my thinking as it related to relationships and respect and so many things. It was just really a toxin. And I think that porn in particular is just unraveling God's beautiful plan for what healthy relationships are supposed to be. And so the book is about a lot more than porn, but I think in our culture, we've come to look at porn and other forms of just kind of staring at images of women or images of sexuality, just as kind of this harmless form of entertainment. But the truth is, it has a real and a negative impact. And so I want to train my kids, and I want to train myself, frankly, to guard where my eyes go, to guard where my thoughts go, you know, to go back to the truth of Scripture, what God's word has to say about these things, about renewing our mind and about not letting lust take root in our mind. Because the world is doing the opposite. Like you said, it's a target-rich environment out there. There is so much visual temptation. There's so much out there that's trying to seduce people into this false mindset. And we've got to be intentional every second about where we're letting our thoughts and our eyes go.
Yeah, you know, lust and pornography really distort our actual ability to love.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's an enemy of love. It doesn't train the mind to want to be in a healthy monogamous relationship, but it really sabotages the mind to never be satisfied with a healthy monogamous relationship. And it leads to just some really, really dark places. And in the work we do in marriage ministry on our Naked Marriage podcast and in our Marriage Today seminars, we interact with couples all the time. And we hear the same story over and over again as it relates to porn, that it started out as we thought it was harmless, you know, it was just to spice things up, but then it leads to such dark places. And I would love it. I would just love it if porn did not exist. I don't think that's ever going to happen. So we've got to navigate in our own lives, and especially with our kids, how to help them see that it's dangerous. It's not something that's going to leave them unscathed. It's going to leave scars.
We're talking about raising boys who respect girls today with Dave Willis on SWS Radio. It goes without saying that as parents, we can't be with our kids 24/7. We can't watch every single thing they do. So we have to teach them how to think. We have to teach them how to deal with temptation because it's real. And the older they get, the harder it is. And parents can be completely unaware of the world going around your son. And sometimes they have secret things they have going on in their life, and they get pretty good at covering up. Dave, what do you suggest we do as parents to encourage our sons to open up so we can have those tough conversations?
I think that it starts from an early age being present in their life as much as we can and establishing trust to let them know, look, I want to be the safest place on earth for you to come to with your questions, with your doubts. When you got a big question, especially one related to sex or relationships, I want you to not ask Google first. I want you to not ask some random kid on the school bus first or some kid in the locker room. I want you to come to me, and I promise you that I'm going to listen and I'm going to give you an honest answer. And if I don't have the answer, then I'm going to find it. But let me be that safe place for you. And that takes a lot of intentionality. It takes being willing to listen when our kids want to talk to us about whatever random thing they want to talk to us about, whether it's a video game they're playing or some random video they want us to watch on YouTube. If we'll just be available during those little moments that don't seem like they matter much, what it's doing is establishing trust with our kids. So when there are those big things, they will want to come to us and say, Dad, some kid at school said this, or I saw this online, and we'll be a safe place for them to talk through about it. And that's not to say they're always going to come to you. We still have to be vigilant. Like in our house, we've let the kids know, look, we've got software on every device in this house to track what's happening online. And I know some stuff might slip through the cracks, but we just want you to know, for your sake and for ours, we want to safeguard everything that's coming into this home because we care and we want to keep you guys safe. And so if you're looking at things that you shouldn't, we're going to find out and we're going to talk about it.
When our sons start to ask those questions where they want to understand godly relationships, they want to talk about sex, but they feel like it's kind of awkward to talk to my parent about this. I'd rather talk to my friends. But we as parents want to make sure that our kids are getting the truth and not hearing rumors and not hearing some perspective of some worldly person who's distorting things for our kids. Where do you think we should start, Dave, where we can have those conversations with our boys where it's not awkward?
Well, you know what? A little bit of awkward might just be unavoidable, sadly. Like, I mean, I've had a lot of conversations with my kids already about sex and about porn and about, you know, what's happening at their schools related to these things. And frankly, even though I'm pretending to be calm on the surface, like there are a lot of times where like I am sweating it out. Like I'm feeling like I'm going to throw up because I'm like, I can't believe we're having this conversation right now. There's a little bit of awkward that's just part of us, but we've got to be willing to go there. Like as parents, we can't hide from those moments that might be a little bit awkward because there's so much on the line. And so we've got to let our kids know, hey, we're willing to get vulnerable ourselves. So we're willing to answer questions that might be really scary for us to answer, maybe even about our own sexual past. But we're going to be honest and we're going to be real and we're going to go there. Our kids don't expect us to be perfect, but they desperately need us to be present and to be honest. And if we'll do those two things, be present and be honest, then we're going to get the credibility to be able to lead them through these difficult subjects.
There's two topics that make people feel uncomfortable every time when a church starts talking about them. It's money and sex. And we're talking about the latter of the two this morning on SWS Radio with author Dave Willis. Dave, we've seen infidelity and lust just destroy Christian leaders over these last couple of years. And why do you think this has been happening so much?
Well, Satan doesn't have any new tricks. It's the same bait he's been using to trip people up for thousands of years. So we shouldn't be surprised that people continue to fall into this. But part of why I wrote the book is I just want to shine the spotlight on all the dark places where we might be tempted to let sin hide, and not in a judgmental way, but in a way to just hold all of us collectively accountable. Because if anything that happens in the dark, the Bible says eventually will be shouted from the rooftops. God just wired it up that way. Nothing stays hidden for long. And so I want to protect my kids and my own life and other families as well from having these secret parts of their life where they feel like it's okay for me to retreat to this dark place and sin, whatever that sin might look like. But in the context of this book, specifically sin related to sex or lust. And those are the very sins that will unravel relationships, families, churches. And so the best way to avoid that is to just choose to live with integrity from the beginning, to live with transparency, to live with this character that says, you know, I'm not going to go down that road, because if I have these secret parts of my life, I could fall into those sins like anybody else. And so instead of just tempting myself over and over again, I want to live in a place where every part of my life is an open book, so to speak, where there's no place for the devil to get a foothold. There's no place for me to fall into that darkness because I'm walking in the light. And in the book, I just try to give as many specific examples of what that can look like as possible and what those conversations with our kids should be to help make sure they're not slipping into those dark places where those kind of sins can really take root in their lives.
We're talking about upending the locker room mentality that a lot of us guys have grown up with and helping the ladies in our life to understand that. We're talking with Dave Willis today at SOS. And in your new book, you talk about that if men were given the option to be respected or loved, most men would definitely say to choose to be respected. And why do you think that is?
Well, I think that that's just the way God has wired us up as men. I think it's one of the key distinctions between masculinity and femininity. We live in a world that has really even gotten confused by the fact that there are two genders and each have beautiful distinctions and we're equal, but yet we're beautifully different. So this book isn't trying to tell men to stop being men in any way. It's celebrating manhood in a world that's confused about what manhood and womanhood even means anymore. And part of what God wired up in men is a desire to want to be respected and want to be worthy of respect. And so a chunk of this book is just outlining what that looks like how to recapture authentic and noble manhood and being a man of honor, being a man of respect, being a man who's worthy of a future wife's respect. And in doing that, you know, we're going to help our sons to live their best lives, and we're going to help them be the kind of husbands that our daughters deserve to have someday.
We're talking with Dave Willis today at SWS Radio about raising boys who respect girls, and that's the title of his new book. But Dave, if we're to raise boys who actually do respect girls and not end up with men who say they respect women, but their actions reveal otherwise, we got to go back to the heart of things, or more specifically, we have to go back to our own hearts, Dave.
Yeah, without a doubt we do. And there are going to be times all of us fall short as the example. One whole chapter in the book is called Jesus, Respecter of Women. It just points out that Jesus gives us this perfect example to follow and how to respect and interact with women. All through the Gospels, he gives us that example. But in our kids' lives, as far as what they can see with their own eyes, one of the most powerful lessons we can teach them to help them be truly respecters of women is for us to live out our own relationships with respect. If you're listening to this, specifically you men, you fellow men, let me talk to my bros here for just a second. If you are raising sons or raising daughters, and you're married, your kids are seeing you interact with your wife, the most powerful example you can give your kids about what relationships should be is in how you treat your wife. Because by how you treat her, you're teaching your sons how they should treat women, and you are teaching your daughters what they should expect from men someday. And so all of the words we could speak to our kids don't matter as much as the example they see in us when we're just living it out, so to speak. And so we've got to make sure our own example is an example worth following.
Yeah, so good. We're talking with Dave Willis today at SWS Radio, and his website is marriagetoday.com. But he has a brand new book called Raising Boys Who Respect Girls, Upending the Locker Room Mentality and Blind Spots and Unintended Sexism. Thanks for checking in with us today, Dave.
Hey, Scott, thanks again for having me on the show.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.